possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now. Bill Bender going to join us in 20 minutes from Sporting News. We're going to talk some college football with Bill as it is right around. We got this weekend, right?
Yes.
And that's it. Then you got week zero games.
Yeah, man.
And then everybody plays the weekend after that on Labor Day weekend.
Corky Kale's going on now.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So we got a lot of high school. Oh, so my favorite show is coming up, high school scoreboard show with my main man, Sam Crenshaw. And then it's coming up this maybe next week. But, I mean, it's coming too. So, yeah, ball is here. Ball is ball. Andy. I saw this a couple of days ago, and I was like, I don't remember hearing about this. I'm surprised Bowden tells about this. Did you see that they said a meteorite hit in Georgia?
No.
Yeah. It was like did you see that, Bo?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago, yeah. I said a meteorite hit, like, really?
I'm surprised that the back page hasn't covered it. Normally –
I think I did mention it.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Well, there was a meteor shower.
I'm surprised me and Randy aren't good listeners.
There was one piece of meteor taken on video, and there are claims that a little bitty piece of meteor rock did touch down or hit somebody's house.
Yeah. They said that it was about 20 million years older than Earth itself.
Oh, the rock?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, is this what was it? What was the one where it hit? Was it Final Destination? Not what was it? Independence Day?
No, oh, Armageddon was coming.
Armageddon. No, we're talking about the piece that landed was about that big, about as big as like a marble.
Okay.
Most meteorites.
This time.
So what you're seeing in a meteor shower, which they happen all the time. There's actually one going on like the last couple of days. You just have to be in an area with no light pollution, and we do not have that around here unless you drive out to the country.
You got to drive up to the mountains.
But what meteor showers are is the meteorite burning up in our atmosphere. Oh, so sometimes little pieces make it through, and that's what, you know.
Okay, but like Andy said, now, this time. Because you remember the one that hit New York City when Eddie Griffin got killed, him and his dog. And
that's
that car
true.
Boated over him. Now, that ain't coming, right, Bo?
No.
Okay.
There is one, if you really want to get nerdy, there is one. There is an object coming from outside of our solar system that's going to be as close as it's going to be to the sun in November. That there is one Harvard scientist saying maybe an extraterrestrial.
Oh.
One guy.
All right.
I mean, most likely a comet. But it doesn't have, like, funky comet trails. It's 7 miles long. This one's huge. Not going to come anywhere near hitting the Earth, but it's just coming into our solar system from outside of our solar system, which doesn't happen very often.
Right, and there's a guy saying that it might be aliens.
Old boy found Dottie. Old boy who named the damn thing Dottie. He was out there chilling in his robe and his drawers with a big-ass telescope.
Exactly. It always starts with one guy. There's one guy.
Yeah.
And then maybe, who knows, everyone calls him crazy, and then... You know, we're colonized, and, you know.
And then, like,
we're working as.
It'd take one crazy person.
Yeah.
Because they ain't never wrong. They're crazy as hell.
Just pay attention to him, is all I'm saying.
Sometimes listen to
Don't
crazy
totally
Bo.
Discount.
I'm following it.
Let us know what he says.
Thank you, Bo. You make sure you keep track of this, all right? So I know, and we need to get down in that bunker. you know.
Speaking of bunkers.
So if it starts to slow, that's when, okay,
right. Brakes.
Maybe red alert.
Because meteors don't have
meteors
brakes.
Don't slow down or stop.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
They just keep going the same old speed.
Right.
Unless they hit something.
Let me know if I got to get down that cellar. I ain't got one, but I can build one real quick. I ain't got one, but all right, we'll get to digging today. I will get to digging today.
That's what you'd do if they were coming?
What?
If that's what the report was, like, all right.
Underground?
E.T. or, like, yeah, they're coming. They're coming. They're coming to okay. get us. They're coming
much,
to the planet.
How much time I got?
I need, you got.
Now, you're just assuming that they're going to be hostile, too, which you never know.
You never know.
What the hell are you talking about?
They could hostile? Be friendly. They could
Who
be friendly.
Be friendly? Why are they going to come be friendly with us?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to be like old girl on
they're
the roof.
They're going to be friendly or they're coming here to drain us of all our resources.
Right, like,
yeah, you're going to be like,
if they're mean, there's nothing you can do. If they're friendly, you're
good. Y'all going to be like them fools on that damn rooftop. Welcome.
No,
Randy ain't going to be up there.
I'm not going to do either. I'm not going to hide or be on the rooftop.
You're not
going to
hide?
What am I hiding from?
Them.
You think they're not going to be able to find me?
Not me.
You don't think they have some sort of sonar thing?
Man, please.
Oh, Randy dug a hole.
I live on
Now the aliens who flew here from a different galaxy can't find
me. I live on the most boring street in America. ain't coming over there. Ain't no action over there. We get a deer run through every now and then.
You know what we had?
What?
You know what we had last night? A coyote the size of a German Shepherd.
Get down.
Not in our yard,
okay.
But a lady on the road over, because you know how it is now. Everybody talks all the time on whatever it is, neighborhood app or whatever it's called. Next door, I think. And she had it on her Ring camera and sent it to Ashley. And she was like, just be careful if you're letting Boone out. I was like, yeah, that's a big-ass coyote, man.
I think Boone would take a coyote.
I think he would, but
he'll leave lumped up.
Yeah, right.
he'd
have some scars.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he'll leave lumped up.
I don't know, that's a big coyote, though, man. German Shepherd size?
Damn.
And usually coyotes don't roll solo either.
No, they don't. They bring their boys.
Yeah, they usually have some people with them.
Yeah,
so
make sure y'all don't get.
Is it coyote mating season? Because sometimes when they do that, they kind of migrate through Smyrna.
Oh?
It's a good place for coyotes. The sexy coyote location.
Is that a sexy coyote town?
They love
Smyrna.
They love doing it in Smyrna backyards. It's one thing.
Late January through early March is coyote mating season.
Oh, so it's not that right now. Maybe some late bloomers.
Maybe they're getting ready.
Or maybe they're just trying to find cats.
Yeah. They're just confused. Or trying to find
small
cats.
Dogs. Yeah. Maybe they heard about the baby raccoons that were in our tree. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. We'll start Falcons and then get to some of the other big stories. Here's Michael Penix talking about joint practice.
A lot. That's what I'm saying. It's good work. They brought good work. A lot. And like I said, to be able to see another defense, you know, other than our own. And, you know, I feel like we've been game planning our defense for a while. It was good to be able to go against somebody else and, you know, see different things that could pop up, you know, when it comes game week, you know, week one or, you know, whenever down the road and just seeing different looks, different pressure looks, coverages that, you know, will work better with certain route concepts that we have. And it was good. And I feel like we put a lot into it, and we definitely took it serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good whenever you get an opportunity. And like a lot of times, and I mean, it's the thing now. I mean, a lot of teams didn't do it, but it's most of the time it's when you have when you're having an opponent in the preseason or whatever. You want to go ahead and get some work in, then obviously go ahead and play the game. But yeah, whenever you can get opportunity, because you're at a point now in camp where hell, your teammate knows what you're going to do. They know your damn calls and everything and those things. I mean, how many times can you work on the same release against AJ Terrell and Drake? The first one on ones all time. That's why I told you I despise one on one versus Ross versus whatever. I just despise it. But at the same time, you want to go against somebody else.
You want to do that.
Yes,
and they did that. It's also nice when you look good.
Yes,
and they did do that too.
They did well
because they've had joint practice every year that we've been doing it.
Yep.
And a lot of years the reports
We're getting bludgeoned.
And we got to like find the positive.
Yes.
You know, it's like, well, you know, Jalen Ramsey does that to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tyreek Hill's really fast.
Yes.
So he's going to kind of get the best of you.
And he's very fast.
You know, but this week it was like, oh, the Falcons looked really good.
Yeah.
Michael Penix was throwing it all over. Sounded like things went well. And they're better than the Titans, and they look like it.
A beautiful deep ball. That was the one thing
really
I
does.
Did get to see.
It's a very pretty spiral.
And our time at practice, it seemed like it was at least two of them before we had to go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were just beautiful, perfect, perfect throws.
Yeah. It's fun to see him throw it deep. Anyway, they look good, and that's
That's great, man.
I mean, it's always like the most important thing is that they did it.
Yes.
The next most important thing after that is that they looked better than the team they were doing it against.
And nobody got hurt.
Yes. The third most important thing is nobody got hurt. Yeah. And now it's behind you and great. So now you got some time to get ready for the season. Obviously, there's a preseason game tomorrow night as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're playing the Titans, obviously, who they just got done practicing against. And as much as we talk about it's frustrating starters on offense aren't going to play, a lot of the young guys on defense that played last week are going to play again, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see some more from some of those guys. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And some of these guys that are trying to make the back end of the roster, either at wide receiver or special teams, are going to play too. So very important for those guys to get out there. They ranked the NFL teams in terms of value. Again, they do this every single year. Yeah. Cowboys are always on top. They're worth almost $13 billion now, which... Yes. That's quite a bit.
Yes.
The Falcons are the 13th most valuable NFL team at just over $7
billion. Yeah, man. And I think me and Abe were talking about it because I think the Rams like jumped like 29%.
Yep.
You know, and so you look at having the SoFi Stadium and they're good and all the other stuff that generates revenue for them, I wouldn't be surprised they overtake the Cowboys soon.
Just being in the NFL – this year, like just owning a team in the NFL was good for at least 12%.
Yes.
If you owned a team last year and you still own them this year, your team is worth 12% more.
Yes.
That's the lowest one. That was the Carolina Panthers. Yes. They're the only ones.
Yes.
Everybody else was somewhere between 17 and as high as 34% in the case of the Rams. Yes. So
unbelievable.
Good investment.
Hell yeah, it is.
That's my Roth IRA building up. Compound interest, Randy.
Compound, baby.
Compound interest.
It'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It'll get there.
I'll be 60. But
I mean, hey, that's all right. Most of these dudes don't own a team to that age, too.
I'll probably own a team then. Shedeur Sanders missed most of practice after suffering an oblique injury during an early throw.
Yeah, man. I just hate it for him because I wanted to see him, see if he could bounce back. And not bounce back, but build off of what he did. But those obliques are tricky. Don't look like he's going to play this weekend. They don't know if any – it's a possibility that Snoop starts.
That was going to be my question is, like, what's wrong with the Browns?
I don't know.
These guys aren't even getting hit.
They're not getting hit. They're getting hurt.
Why are they hurt?
Yeah, man. The oldest guy.
They got five quarterbacks.
The oldest, most brittle guy is the one that ain't hurt.
Yeah, and he's not playing because he's 40.
Oh, hell no, he ain't playing.
And then the other three guys that are rookies or close are all hurt just from playing catch.
Yeah.
What's going on in Cleveland?
Man. Something in the water.
Cursed.
Yeah.
Bears say they're going to play all their guys in the second preseason game.
Thank you.
Including Caleb Williams.
Thank you. Thank you, Sobey. Oh, my God, why are they not playing? Yes, he needs to get out there, get him some reps. Also, they didn't play the starting line last week, so why would he have played anyways? Well, and I think they were talking about Tua. No, I know it was bad, but that's Miami Dolphins' first offensive line. It's pretty bad. It looks like a second team offensive line, but it is a first team offensive line. But yeah, get as much work as you can for the young guy, man. He's in a new system. You want to see him go out there and be able to operate what Ben Johnson wants to do. Now, they're not going to show a lot.
It'd be nice if, though, don't show a lot, but, like, if he could go, like, 7 of 8 and throw a touchdown or something.
He would love to.
Just because it feels like the preseason training camp narrative surrounding him has been pretty negative so far. Like,
And
people are convinced that he's lost or something.
That always goes back to who do you, and I say this all the time, when you're not there with your own eyes, who do you judge? Or no, I'm saying
who are you trusting?
I don't even want to say it like that, Andy. Mm. Who sounds like it's factual or meaning or is like personal? Like a lot of the beat writers and stuff that I was reading from about what's going on in Cleveland, I haven't seen personal.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're tired of talking about this guy. So, he missed the throw today. You know what I mean? Like, I trust Joe Patrick, what he says. I trust Garrett and those guys because they work here and I know them. And I know there's not – and motive or anything behind any of their reporting outside of Joe, who sometimes gets in his feelings. But that's still
now,
my man.
Joe just
– that's my man.
He's biased against other reporters.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not biased against the players.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, that when you look at what's going on up there, I think the funny thing, and I saw this question in the rundown, it's like, is it a make or break? Like, they just played 17 damn games. How's it a make or break already?
Yeah, I mean, I don't – he's the number one pick.
How's it a make or break? But still, that's what we mentioned the other day, like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels are messing up for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let these dudes develop a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not make or break.
Like, and he didn't help himself with some of his
no.
GQ comments.
There's some off-the-field
like,
stuff.
Like, nobody taught me how to watch film.
And the stuff coming out from his dad, from the book and all that.
So, yeah, so he didn't help himself. But yet at the same time, like, damn, he only been in the league for 17 games.
Right. These franchises do turn on quarterbacks quick, though.
Especially, you know what I mean? Especially when you got a guy like Ben Johnson who didn't draft him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different head coach. But, I mean, I don't know. I hate the stuff of, like, it almost feels like people want it to not work out.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Saying.
It's like, let's just, I don't know. Has he had a bad camp?
I don't know.
Remember when Aiden had that question,
which was the question there, is Michael Penix having a good camp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's healthy.
He's healthy. He's making plays.
Seems fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I fought some guys yesterday. Everybody loved that.
Yeah.
Like, seems like he's having a pretty good camp.
My quarterback.
I never know. We'll know when the season starts.
Yeah.
But that's not fun. No one wants to say that. You got to have a hot take today.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is a bust. So is Caleb Johnson. No, Caleb Johnson's a hero. We'll come back. Bill Bender's going to join us. We'll talk some college football with him from Sporting News after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.